It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Blockchain Business is brought to you by Flow Business. Switch things up.
Good day and welcome to another edition of Blockchain Business. Today's report is sponsored by our partner, Flow. If you have been following this program since inception in March last year, you would be familiar with the news and information we bring either locally or internationally in business, technology, and money, which could affect the ordinary Barbadian citizen. There are signs of turmoil in the international banking industry. The banking industry in the United States is tied at the hip to the Federal Reserve, that country's central bank. And when finances take a dive, it affects markets across the pond in Europe and may reach into the fragile Caribbean economies. Over the past 2 weeks, three banks in the United States went belly up. First, there was Silvergate, then there was Silicon Valley Bank in California, which financed many startups, and then there was the New York Bank of Signature. In Switzerland, the ageless banking institution of Credit Suisse collapsed and was bought by its rival UBS for $3 billion. Based on our research at Blockchain Business, there could be another 168 banks at risk. So what is the background? What is the risk to the global economy? We have reported how in the first quarter of last year, the Federal Reserve woke up to the shocking news that the cost of living, which we know as inflation, had risen to a 40-year high of 9.1%. That's the official rate, perhaps a conservative figure. So the Federal Reserve embarked on a hasty, rigorous path of raising interest rates monthly, quite aggressively, which some finance analysts are now blaming for the concerns with potential contagion in the banking sector. Initially, the Federal Reserve has said the cost of living was transitory, a fancy word meaning temporary, suggesting it could move back to 2%. The Federal Reserve had also, by its reporting, encouraged banks to invest in 10-year Treasury bonds, which could earn them a 4% yield. And this return, based on the Federal Reserve, was unlikely to change in the near future. So the banks invested heavily in the 10-year bonds, as if to say, in the Federal Reserve we trust. However, the robust increase by the Fed in increasing interest rates to wrestle the cost of living back to 2% has resulted in a loss of consumer confidence in these banks, a run on them as consumers lined up to get their money. And the banks then had to sell the bonds at a considerable loss as bond prices also started to fall. Of course, the investors in Bitcoin and cryptocurrency saw a fresh wave of investment as some consumers looked for other areas to park their money. The price of Bitcoin soared from $24,000 US to nearly $29,000, and Bitcoin and cryptocurrency holders smiled all the way to the bank, figuratively speaking. Another concern in the global financial war is that oil producers Russia, Saudi Arabia, and China are banding together to weaken the US dollar, which has continued to fall, and pay for oil in the Chinese digital currency, the yuan. Wars no longer are only about the Russians invading Ukraine and bombing and killing innocent citizens. The new war, which is underway and could continue to affect the fragile economies like Barbados, are in the financial world, in global cybercrime, the war of technology and finance, which Barbados may need to pay attention to and figure out how new approaches are required to benefit the ordinary citizen. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be interesting and informative, do stay tuned for more, much more, Monday and Friday mornings on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.